Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Madrid, and we're at the Intel Network Builders and User Summit. I'm joined by Emil Fodka, Managing Director at Accenture. Welcome.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. I don't think we've had Accenture on before talking about networking, so that'll be a delight. Can you tell me a little bit about your role at the company?
At Accenture, what we've done is we've really rebooted our sort of network services campaign over the last couple of years. And as managing director, I'm responsible for one of the offerings within the network services globally. And that offering is SDN NFV. So this is why we decided to participate in this thing, and we are doing this with you.
It's not a surprise that you came to the decision to relaunch an effort in this area. It seems like the role of consulting and systems integration is critical in the transition to virtualized networking. Where do you see Accenture playing an important role for your customers within this space?
Sure. So before I go into our role, let me just give you a very quick soundbite on what our clients are seeing and what their pain points are. So a lot of them are coming to us and saying, clearly SDN NFV is something they have to embark upon. There is a lot of technology transformation required as part of this SDN NFV evolution. But they're also starting to realize there is a much wider operational transformation and business transformation required. That's where, of course, Accenture comes in, because we have great breadth of capability. We are the partner that generally works with our clients, starting from product strategy, business strategy, people, tools and process strategy, all the way down to execution, next generation operations, real-time operations. And of course, in the middle, there is all of the technology transformation, where we play a key part around systems integration and transformation of their existing network and IT systems. The breadth of Accenture is its differentiator. And also the fact that we are the only sort of vendor neutral, product agnostic firm in all of the players in the mix right now, that lends us a lot of credibility when we form alliances with a vendor ecosystem that is expanding every day.
You've been engaging with customers on this for years. Where do you think they are in terms of that transition collectively? And what do you think is the key thing that we should be looking for in 2016?
So I would say that in the last couple of years, there has been increasing momentum around take up of these kind of technologies. The start was slow across the client base. Some of them were leading, but majority of them were still assessing. What's happened now is, because the competition is suddenly opened up because of the software defined everything, suddenly a lot of previously unknown players are coming in and offering the same type of services that our clients have traditionally offered. That, plus the fact that the technology itself has matured and the ecosystem has matured, lends itself to acceleration. So This year and next year, we will see a lot of our clients accelerating. Indeed, I think two or three of the biggest European client of ours are starting major transformation programs around SDN NFV, and I would fully expect that to sort of become mainstream in the next 18 months or so.
How do you approach evaluating solutions to ensure that your customers are deploying something that they can trust and is based on industry standard open technology?
On the evaluation front, clearly, given the nature of the new technologies is pure software on general purpose hardware, a lot of very small, niche, innovative suppliers are coming into the market offering specific solutions. They have not necessarily hardened those solutions or operationalized those solutions. And because this ecosystem, I always say that the network ecosystem used to be made up of three or four big suppliers traditionally. Suddenly, you're going to have a lot of much smaller suppliers coming into the mix. So we play a key part in evaluating what are the key strengths of these specific solutions, which are all catered to addressing a very specific problem. But then, of course, the operationalization of the overall solution is where Accenture sort of helps to make sure we stand behind those technologies and we help harden and operationalize those technologies. In terms of standardization, we are part of TM Forum. We are also working very closely with ONOS, OpenO, and other standards to ensure that product agnosticity and that multi-vendor open approach prevails, because that's the sort of backbone of this new ecosystem.
You also recently joined the Intel Network Builders Program. What is the value that you see coming from that?
We, of course, see Intel as a very, very credible player in this industry. You know, there is a big brand reputation coming behind Intel. It's a key ingredient brand in most of the solutions that you will see even in this event. And we have actually used Intel in some of our labs that we have established now at the compute layer.
Mm-hmm.
And we see very robust security solutions from Intel that form part of the overall solution. We also see a lot of Intel advanced innovations around IOMU, around VTXD, etc. And then ultimately, we feel, you know, with the Intel Inside as part of the broader technology solution and then Accenture Inside as part of the broader client solution, it's sort of a win-win for our clients because both of our skills are very complementary and that technology plus services would really lend itself really well to the client.
In early days, talked about the efficiency and cost savings associated with virtualized network deployment, but it seems like that conversation has shifted towards business change and new service offerings. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're seeing?
Clearly, there is significant CapEx OpEx benefit to be had by moving towards virtualization. However, in terms of releasing the capital to actually invest in this program, you still need to also have an upside. So it can't just be a pure bottom line benefit type case. And on that upside aspect of it, we are seeing that our clients are now starting to see specific examples where they can actually launch new services that were previously not possible as a result of SDN and FME. So for instance, in the B2B space, you can have software-defined WAN services, you can have collaboration security services that were previously not possible to be offered in the same sort of framework. And those sort of trends we are seeing is shifting more towards launching new products, launching agile perishable capabilities on top of the CapEx OpEx synergies that you'll get.
What does Accenture bring to bear in terms of labs and other testing facilities associated with trial deployments?
I would say three things. So we have in the last couple of years invested significantly on creating Accenture's own IPR and assets that now sit in our labs worldwide, you know, labs in North America, labs in Europe. Essentially, these assets build an entire ecosystem of partners, including Intel, but also partners such as Nokia, Red Hat, etc., into an ecosystem that shows not only the infrastructure, but also shows the OSS, BSS layer that sits on top, how lightweight that can be, how real-time it can be. Again, Accenture has a lot of skills and expertise in that. And then finally, it also combines all of the agile DevOps type tools, because ultimately this is all about software development. And so those are the things that we have developed over the last couple of years to create mature capabilities around those areas.
If folks are listening online, they want to hear more about Accenture's offerings and how to engage with you, where would you send them for more information?
Accenture.com/network, or you could do Accenture.com and search for network services.
Well, thank you so much, Ramal, for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Alison, anytime.